You sure?
No.
You might come in the middle of the test. Okay. Couple nekudas. Number one is with the shachem has on rechitzas panav yad of rabbi. I know we're coming back to this topic a lot of times, but I just want to look at a little bit. But here it seems that there are a number of there's a number of gedolei places who pass them like the shach. Just for fun, I'll throw out a couple of names. The lachem similar to chavos das. Kruy passing the shach, the chachmas, other passings like the shach. So it certainly seems that there's no more gedolei passing the gyayi that ever after here. Mitzad sheni is
the lachem. They pass in Yudbeis or they pass
in Yudbeis? They for sure pass in it.
So it could be it's only. Yeah. Has to be pshat.
Go ahead.
And be zrika.
They want to say here it's zrika. Even when there's a direct connection. Even when it's connected, it's not nifsaka kiwa.
Or a shabta, whatever it is, but it's not the gilad lacha. It's going from one to the other. It's not the two touching. And here it's, I don't know, zrika, shabta, whatever it is.
We also thought that way, but it would be good if you should have been here not in the shach, but the mice of the Rabbi Yonah is Shita that says that it's the gilad.
Right.
But one.
Yeah. By Hoshato. Yeah. It's only. It's actually it bothered me. Oh, so who doesn't say that? Who the most of actually has a place in Meitzer Machno like the Shach? Who isn't? Aruch Hashulchan. Very good. What did Aruch Hashulchan know by Zika? It's also. What did he know by the Aruch Hashulchan was the one who learned this Mishum Negiya. Shameyiga. That was the Makar for the Gris Meisha. So he seems to, that was a medagi, but Moshe and Aruch HaShulchan Mochar are not going like the Shach. So the Shach, Aruch HaShulchan Mochar is consistent. That was a nice chat I saw. It was interesting, Agav, though, that the Shemar Zataris make. The Shemar Zataris says that really the place going out like the Shach. What I found a little surprising, though, is that not only that, but he even brings the Drisha, who says that if you don't go like the Shach, then you hold the Zrika's Mutter. If you hold like the Mechaber, then Zrika's Mutter. Now, the Shemar Zatara does not pass him like the Mechaber in Sif Beis, he passes like the Ramon Sif Beis and Zrika's also. So it's Pshat in the Shemar Zatara. So okay, that was a bit of a problem. But we thought about it, and it was what you were talking, right? We came with Chayyab Pshat, there's really. It's a mistake to say there's only two mahalchim here. There aren't just two mahalchim. It's either the shach or the mechaber. Because the taz of the etzim is in the middle. The taz, enochanan in sif yud beis, he's agreeing with Shulchan Aruch that I need, the rechitzas, the isim of, like Yerchai, it's part of Yodav Eraglov, is talking about pouring the water, because pouring the water is not negiya yidei davar acher. But lav mashum that he holds that zrika's mutra, lav the taz holds zrika's osir. Just he holds that it's indirect, which, oh, that was not as good. So the chayra comes out, and it also is consistent. I didn't jot that one down. What would the taz hold mechayra then? And taka kaha is the tereshpon, I believe, here in Sifri Beis passes like the taz. He's also neko. But what, again, the tereshpon is not passing the mechab, he's passing the taz. He's passing that this is called, it's called Negiya Ayidei Dover Acher, called Ayidei Dover Acher, Ayidei Dover Acher, and that's not Negiya. But another Zrika Miyodo Liyodo, or Hishot of a Dover Aruch Mamish Miyodo Liyodo, that is Negiya. So in main law, there would be no Hefter like the Tala. We'll take, for example, like the Tala, passing a broomstick. The Shachbade answers it. The Machaber Yitoch will be Matur. The Taz, here there's no Dover Acher, Ayidei Dover Acher, it's only one Dover Acher. So in that, the Taz would be like the Shach Be'etzim. The Shach would hold the Taz, would hold that's Mishum Negiya. What's going to be by some of the Roshot is Dover Aruch Mo'oid, the Taz is going to hold Negiya. It's only over here where this, she's touching the cleat, he's touching the water, and that the Taz is not the Mishum Negiya. And only also Mishum Rechitz is part of the other Ve'ad.
This is the Taz in Vav.
Yeah.
In Shassel. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say like the Shas. It's much more. Doesn't
know. Okay, that's Enochanami. That's a tiny, but the Indian over here, What's going to be, what would the Taz say? Let's go to the Tereshlom. Tereshlom here paskins not like the Shach. He paskins the only uses to pour the water. But not because he's passing the Mechaber. It's the Tereshlom and the Shittasa. But that is, the Tereshlom is the Chalpas of the Shittasa. Because what did the Tereshlom hold in Siv Beis? He held that the only use is Zrika Niyodoy Liyodoy. But you could throw it into her purse, into a basket she's holding. Why? Because that's Ayde Dovrach, there's two steps. He's touching the Kli's touching the basket, and she's touching the basket. Enochanabi. If they both be touching the same Dovrach, it could be Enochanabi. He'd be like the Taz, he's not like the Taz. Negiya Ayde Dovrach, with only one Dovrach, is Taka Negiya. When there's two things in the middle, that's already more. Does he say it by Yassin also? The Tereshlom, I don't think it's Mufur. She doesn't say it by Zrika. No, there are questions.
What you see is that his chashash is not Shema
Yigam. Right, it's not Shema Yigam.
If he's putting something in his purse, it could be a touch of purse.
It's not Shema. He's not coming off the Mechaber. He's not the Mechaber, but Luchari's not the Shach either. So I don't know, you want to talk about Muhav, it's the Taz, but it's sort of Shtim is best like the Taz. It's not the Mechaber, it's not the Shach, Luchari. But it could be the Taz. Because the Taz, the Emes, is a third sheet.
No, even the Shach could be way to do it, no?
By
he's in water now, right.
But Tereshlom on my Zvik. You're right. All I have is the Tereshlom and Siv Beis, the Tereshlom could be the Shach, and the Zvik is different than my Shati. You're right.
Yeah.
But once I have the Tereshlom and Siv Beis, it does not pass them like the Shach. So I can't say the Tereshlom is the Shach. And I don't want to make a stew in Tereshlom, but in my 8th Siv, I can say the Tereshlom is the Taz. And okay, it's not Mugha for Tereshlom the Taz, but that'll be Minyashiv, how Siv Beis turns to Siv Yud Beis. That was what I wanted to tell you. So my middle of the night was there was the Mishmaras Atara also Nishkefel. When the Mishmaras Atara brought the Drisha, that's if you pass in the Mechaber. If you pass in the Mechaber, so then your Mucha to be matched to Zrika. We say that the Mechaber does that, and most of the standards of Heisman do that. If you're passing, but he doesn't say that if you pass in the Taz, your Mucha to be matched to Zrika, then the Taz asks you Zrika. And that could be with the Mishmaras Atara, or the Mishmaras Atara events is passing in the Taz. So he's saying, the Ikra Din, at least there's no Isser to put in front of him a kli full of water. But Avadi's going to ask Zrika, not like he would have to show the Bishop, because he's passing the Tazatah, not the Mechaber.
What does he say about throwing on her clothing?
I don't know if I wrote it down. But again, Zrika is not necessarily Mucha. As you point out, you can be Mechala between Zrika and Aisha.
Correct. No, but that's the...
Let's see if I have to.
But if he answers that, so Koshe came.
Sorry, is Matur Hoishata? Even to Chayka. He says, Shulchan Aruch is mashma. He says, Shulchan Aruch is mashma. The Isra Hishat is only miyodo liyodo. But as long as there's no chashash shameyiga, even the Techeka should be mota. He says, Lamaisi, you should be misrachik, and he came a chance at chak. The Nikra didn't pass it.
He says, could put a kid under less.
Yeah. The Chayka, the Chayka.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Mishmaras Atara, and it's Taka L'Shitasa. Dai Sif L'Shitasa. Mishmaras Atara is consistent. Mishmaras Atara does not pass from the Shach. Mishmaras Atara also passes the Moshe in Siv Beis. He says that someone who's blind, his wife can hold a long stick and he'll hold the other end and she can lead him around like that.
Wow. Mamash, one stick?
Yeah, wait. One stick. He's Lachari, not even the Taz then. And that's Lachari, even the Taz wouldn't agree with that.
Well,
he doesn't say much from Sekhana though. He's saying that could be Luchar. He's saying it has to be Aruch, that it's not Shemi.
That could be the Mechaber, that's not the thing.
If it's a long stick, there's no Chashash Shemi.
Okay, but I don't know if you're going like that. The Shach is not here.
Because also, it's not Mamash Kushot. It's not giving, they're both holding it together, so that also could be more cow.
More cow?
Yeah.
Could be it, no?
That's a problem, which means himself and the difference is as far as more cow. He himself said a Svar back in Sif Beis, or Sif Aleph, I think, that any time they're oisik b'davrach, he's carrying a stroller together, it's just they're oisik in the same chatzah for an extended period of time, so that's very mature of a das.
But he's learning
his das, though, not al-sagir. Not all negiyot. Not all.
What's the difference between
Mishmar Satar himself?
Passing and Hoshata. I mean, passing and carrying together. Carrying together is less
involved. They such as Chazal asks her to give when he gives something to her, she gives something to him. That's going to be a cure of a das. Schlepping together is not. There's no chibah. If I give you something, that means there's some connection. There's a chibah. If we're just schlepping a heavy bench together,
it's more.
He's also
you
it's something that's light.
Someone else's wife, and you will pass.
If it's something that's light that you could easily carry by yourself, and now you're carrying it together, and Hanami, that's fun, maybe. But if it's something heavy, you couldn't schlep by yourself.
The longer it is, it's worse. That's a long time.
Long time. Now that's Mishmar Satar. So he says anytime you're working together on the same thing, that's going more of a cure of a das. Okay, I hear it's chesed, but you could say such a smell, but we don't find Chazal ever asked for that kind of cure of a das, Dafka. It's part of this, you're right, maybe there's even more cure of a das, but that's not the cure of a das of Hoshata.
Right.
So we don't find that the Rishonim ever asked for that. Uh-huh. You say maybe a kosher thing, they should ask it, so then you get into the shiloh, you take the crazy places, and that really gets back, I think, said at the beginning, say it again at the end. Ruchayrit, all these shaylah, basically almost any shaylah we get here, from the beginning till at least for the first 14 sifim of Harchakas, Ruchayrit, almost any shaylah can say, number one is, all Harchakas are drop on. Number two is, No, we don't go. Chumash Fizer is Dereis. But Harchakas is maximum drop on. And every case here you have, you can always make sex fakers with almost any shayla that comes up. We watch all the food shaylas, right? If you have a shayla, maybe if there's other people at the table, there's no problem b'chlah. And maybe by oichel there's no problem. And even by mashka, maybe it's only yayin. And even by yayin, maybe it's only mamish mazik, not just pouring from a bottle. You mamish, on all these shaylas, can make sex fakers. And so now you get to a shayla. Do you take the Ramban's mahalach, which is the way l'maisa, most of the Hintik place can take on, is or do you take you assuming it's even a machlaikin, but the crazy place is out to the bed out to see for pentigram.
We follow the
Siddur
Tara, and the
Siddur
Tara says
that
if it was a regular
suffering, you'd be
machlaikin.
Yeah, it seems that, I mean, when I say haite, it's not just haite. I mean, okufa, it seems that's what Rishonim did.
Rishonim,
you see, constantly the Rishonim's chumras are not based on how they learned Sugis and Gemara, or how they were Makabal from the early Rishonim. The Rishonim seem to be Machadish constantly new chumras. The question is there a Gvul? And the Mukhari asked me some. But I don't know, it seems that the Ashkof and Rishonim and Achronim was made to more Lachachna. But essentially, a lot of these, whatever wasn't Nikda in Shulchan Aruch, that's okay. The problem is, okay, so we have the Rishonim and Moisim from the Gemara, and the Achronim, but there has to be a certain Gvul Mukharis. You can't just keep making up new and new chumras. Anything that's not in the second Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the second early Achronim, and it's totally shikwara. If it's something that maybe I can make a cheshbon with Gerim Kiruv Adas, but if it's not Mamash Tchak Yukals Rosh, and it's not nichnas into any of the Gdorim of the Achronim, or whatever it is, Mezigas HaKais, or Shiori Maichala, or Achila B'Shulchan Achor, or whatever, so Luchari, then it's totally shikwara Adas. It's that you can't pass to it. Telling a joke, that playing a board game together is awesome. Each period depends on the math, it depends on the person. And Luchayr, everything's it's hard to write, this is good, that's awesome. I know, but that I'm taking issue with. That's only the Haitikas form basically doing that. I don't have a problem with the Shach and Tazi Mysa form, as you can see, the Tar and the Hawk was other, but Luchayr, beyond that, those dirties, which I'm coming to Haitikas
door.
If they say, if a Rav says, I know my this person, or I know my kihilo,
I know people. Like today, I know people when they play chess. It's really there.
But you can't make a new gzeira on Gantz Klal Yisrael. So you're saying for most of you, you're right. So the eitz type is you want to write in the kitzur sefer. You want to be madra chasan and don't play board games together. But say, if someone comes to a shayla lemaisa, can I play a board game? There is no isser in Shulchan Aruch playing board games. You have to know, depending on this person or your experience in general of people, or whatever, what is likely to be the tetzel of playing board games. Based on that, and you might not want to tell the person for practical reasons that eitz teva don't play because if you tell them it's only an eitz, they're not going to listen. They're going to be negative. But those do this, and then it's not this, it's not dereis, it's not derabon. It's an eitz teva kamash kol. You at least the rabbi who's answering the shaila has to know. That say it's a time. If it's takups, the shasim chak, and there's other tzirufim, whatever it is, there is no Isser Shabbat. I think that's... whatever, I'm saying a kulafia in. I'm trying not to be too controversial. Zichron, in that case, you can be like, well,
she said, a kulafia. How should you ask him?
For that, you need Shemush Nanamars. That's something that takes Yishuv Adas, it takes experience, it takes whatever, that's practical rabbinics, that's something. Batsim is that Shemush. That you have to see how Chashav Rav was a Talmud Chacham and who also has experience and has Seichel and has Yishuv Adas, and how he deals with the people of his Manasseh. And it could be depends on Zichreis, Americans and Israelis, it depends on Zichreis, Yishamis and B'nai Brachas, whatever it is. It depends on individuals. That's general. Let's just go some to other nekudas here. Okay, I'm wearing begadim l'miyuchad l'nidasa. The whole pilful. What's the difference between the Rishayim and Shulchan Aruch? The Torah Shlomo's cash and all the different truths. So what are the nafkaminas between them? I think pashtus is a number of achrayim, including the Moshe Lachem the Simlo. I think Aruch Hashulchan clearly. What was the Gemara's tisgana al bailas because the kulam is dirty, and I don't think that's what Rashi says. Rashi says because when he sees her wearing the begotten she wore when she was in need, it should be nisgana. If it's possible because they're dirty, why does he have to say that? You just say she sees her wearing dirty begotten. In Pashas, he's saying that either because there's not a Gemara, they were makbid on Tumba Vatara, and the Mela, it frankly that she's wearing begotten, it's Mayan. Or because the Pashat's a psychological, that he sees this begotten and it reminds him of when she was Tomei. But Rashi's
not...
Not
if she has special. If she always has begotten, every time it's has begotten, so it will never remind him. If she has special begotten for many needles, then if she wears it for many times, that's going to remind him of that.
Okay.
What did you
add? Even Lav Dav still, because if he remembers last week you wore this dress when you were Tomei, it reminds me now last week when you were Tomei.
Are you saying that you have an eighth letter to wear the same one all month?
Through.
The Gemara says not like that. They're bedai from Rashi that she should have different ones.
She's always wearing the same clothes.
Always. So it never reminds her of that's going to be
needed. Hear what you're saying, but they're saying that from Rashi it's Mashma.
That's the second one. So say Altum of Atar. He remembers these begotten are Tomei. Which is making, which L'chayim is a partial left of Nidus, because Vam is that people aren't faculty by Tomei. So,
maybe they looked at Nidus like some...
Like the Ramban and Altair, like this flaw.
Yeah.
Some sort of Ramban
Altair. Yeah. So then, when he sees it, he says,
oh,
so you wash it, it's...
One or the other. Either the Tomei, so you can fit that either into Tomei of Atar or it's a psychological, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But that's not the lesson the simple L'chol Pos learns, and it seems a lot of the Achrayim seem to have taken on that similar mahala, that the problem is partially that they're dirty. Mm-hmm. So maybe the lesson is an afkamino. What if she only saw a kassim or whatever? Then outs the tisgam al-baila is not a problem, because they're not going to be dirty. Mm-hmm. Or if it was during Shiva Nikiyah, if she wore them only during Shiva Nikiyah, and after Yimei Rudi also, it's not going to be dirty.
Or today
you have pads. Today you have pads. They also have washing machines. I don't think that was B'cholayf, that's all in the Din HaGemar. But the Din of Shulchan Aruch, that there should be a constant Zecher, that I didn't see anyone say good svar, why not? Well, what did I just want to say? Because ladies have so many different sets of clothing. So if she just changes one thing, he's not going to remember. But say this, she changed more than one thing. Pick something. That's an eight to be make, if anything, that's an eight to be more math. She could change one bag, one thing. He's not going to notice because she says so. So you have to change more than one thing. Then that doesn't. If Shulchan Aruch says you need a mazkeres, so that's not a svar to get you out of it. Someone did show me though that. Slips my mind now. What did he say? Reb Shimon Ida brings b'shem Reb Moshe different svara. I don't remember now what it was. I didn't see a sharkas svar not to go up Yvashtek and Shulchan Aruch. I don't think you need such a sharkas svar to say why you do have to go up Yvashtek and Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, some people might think that I try to map the things that Shteik and Shulchan Aruch, but I don't. I leave that to others. It seems to me it's Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch that she needs to wear epis something that's a zecher.
There isn't anyone else the Shulchan Aruch that says this?
Who says that she does have to?
She has to wear Din Zecha.
What do you want? Who argues on Shulchan Aruch?
No, saying...
I don't know, that's why I said
this.
Shulchan
Aruch
made it up.
Most of them don't say... A lot of them write it in a funny way. They're trying to get out of saying Pashas the Minutes Kenegit Shulchan Aruch. Like the art squad, the whole funny way. He writes, this is where the Kefi the Minute. In Kefi the Halacha, as it says it in Shulchan Aruch, Ki'ud is the Halacha as it says in Shulchan Aruch, is the Halacha that it doesn't say. He like plays games with his words. He's obviously trying to avoid.
Try not to be controversial.
So on this issue, I'll be a little bit controversial. I mean, I don't think it should be controversial to pass him like Shulchan Aruch. But Lefian is Daiti did. That was the other one. They wanted to be Medayit because it says Roy. Shulchan Aruch didn't say it's a Chiv. He said it's Roy. The same. So I can't say it's Mamash a Chiv God. But Zichar Roy. I don't see any good story why it shouldn't be Roy. Someone should wear at least one bagged or object or something. Let her have one snood or even a ring or a pin or something that she wears. And between other women, they know that's the symbol that she's a Nida. And it seems to me that it's, if not a chiyuv, but at least very rowy that everyone should do that.
It could be that the chiyuv dropped a little bit in the hive, than much less nowadays.
Yeah.
It's because back then they had, let's say, 3-4 dresses.
Okay.
So to say, to split it up into two is not asking that much to say, listen, you have 4 dresses anyways, have 2 and 2. Okay. Nowadays they have tens, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is, they have a bunch of clothing. And maybe for them to split it up, it's much harder for them to do it, to split it up for half and half.
Because the lady would never wear the same dress 2 days in a row. So she's going to have to wear it for 12 days.
And they have the same time deciding as it is what to wear. Now they're going to have to split everything into two.
Anyways,
it's like gross.
No, so he's saying, Elamai, what's she going to have to do? If a lady has 20 dresses, she's going to say that if a lady has 8 of her needy dresses and 12 of her attire dresses...
He's going to have the whole cup of what's... Who
and it's going to be hard for him...
It's much harder nowadays.
He's saying, there's still a ring.
But if you're choking up on this...
Saying, where
wear a different ring.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do. What we used to do always was, one had a certain ring that wasn't her... You know, that's what she wore. She doesn't need it. It was a noticeable ring. And...
Can you buy that ring for when she's in the game?
Buy it? When? That's what you want to do.
That's what
you're
going to
get.
No, that was to say, not a matana zechiyah. This type of matana zechiyah. This matana zechiyah.
In Shunakim, which one is going to do? She should wear the whole clothing white. So,
Shunakim is going to come back to her, right?
Which one? Not everything. Smooth.
No, it's everything.
Everything? I don't remember that.
Do I remember everything? So
Shimon Hume
is covered.
The only
problem is...
I don't know, it depends if she's a vessel, maybe wears white all the time. Okay. Fine, so that was... I had to say something controversial.
Controversial. You
gotta
say, don't wear something.
I agree.
Yeah, you're going to connect yourself up. You're going to connect in the garden.
Better way to say it, like
art
school.
Like,
if you don't know anything,
you
what it says.
The halacha as it says in Shulchan Aruch.
According to the Torah Shlomim,
yeah.
How does it try that he says that the big day nidah batsim don't have to be a, like a more pachos tika begadim.
Right.
So how is she also the nidah b'shulchan aruch?
It was.
By him, it could be the same.
First of all, the Gemara is not telling me.
Everyone knew that.
Bizman Chazal, they probably did because they got filthy. They didn't have pads then. They didn't have tampons. So if the begotten were going to get drenched with blood once a month, they probably wore shlatzes.
You don't have
to wear shlatzes, but that's what they did. They wore something that everyone in the neighborhood.
In that case, it was nicker that these are not her real.
She's wearing last year's style.
But what happened was
what happened was that each year he had to buy her a new dress. Yeah. So last year's dress
was worse than the blood.
It doesn't need to be.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be.
Right, so that's it.
But not that there's a chiyuv to davka by shmatzes, you mean, but that would practically
have. There's not, there's many.
I mean, also it seems that, Pasha, when we get to that sugi, you'll see, it seems that in those days, people knew everyone else's business. It's like the Bible of Khan.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because like they talk about being, like, you know, giving chayrim or things like that and being over the harchokos. What does it say?
Yeah.
It talks about, like, punishing people.
How would you even know?
Yeah, things that we have no idea about. The person was, she went to the mikvah after, right, in the case of the Mem Yom, where she went to the mikvah. How does, who knows when she went to the mikvah? They're like talking about the kid being a mamzer because she went to the mikvah. Who knows when?
It seems, we'll see, everyone knew everything.
What else did you talk about? Did anyone talk about anything else?
Yeah, we'll see that. I mean, there are all kinds of things people would do to try to fool them. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Kuf Peheder, which is what the Iker Sugya of that is. The Achronim bring them. Achronim is Chuvus Ramon. They bring a Maisa with a lady who had had two or three miscarriages, and she was worried with Mayan Hara. So she davka worried that they need to see when she was pregnant, so the neighbors should think that she's not pregnant.
And then once
the. Right, and then she didn't go to Meghav, and they had Tainas, and whatever, so it's a Shiloh. So there's that. So there's the Hoksa Kanita
Vishkhana. Well, she was hanging the baby, and things got ugly.
Right. Anyway. Fun. No, don't worry, there are lots of interesting Shilohs back then. We'll see the next one, so you can do it here. I'll give you my mockum for it. But since the Shul doesn't have it, I'll just start my. Chavis Yor is an interesting Shiloh. What was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was someone was traveling with someone else's wife for whatever reason. They were crossing the border. And they didn't have passports in those days and whatever. The border guy asked him, who is it? So I guess he thought it would be simpler to get through. He said, it's my wife. So the border guard didn't trust him. And the border guard said, okay, I want you to kiss her on her lips. So he said, no, she's a Nevi. He said, she's a Nevi. So then he asked the Chavis Yor, and the guard said, what did the guard say then? What could he have done? Anyway, is there any hefty? Anyway, that's an interesting shot. Chavis Yor has a lot of interesting shots. But anyway, what else was interesting here? What was interesting in these last couple seifim? Something catches my eye. Going back to Netilas Yadayim also is interesting. They talk about whether Netilas Yadayim is mutter. Preparing, like the Shaaf at least, if preparing water l'shem mitzvah, it would be mutter. It's machlok sacharim. Most sacharim seem to be mekel. So the first, before I start inside, if anything, it's possible because you have. It's anyway, it's only like there's only a shadow like the shah, like the machaber. So you have the machaber in the towns who are master anyway, legamer. So it's only taking, it's only if you hold like the shah. So, but then they say, even in the shah, Mishmas Tanz, it's a whole long reason, I can't say I exactly understood it. Did anyone else see Mishmas Tanz inside and understand it? No. Okay.
This is only Bufanov, no?
Only Bufanov. Only giving the idea Bufanov. And even still, they want to, if it's short before it's motor, and if it's, but they want to say, the Dvar Mitzvah, there's a Hefter Dvar Mitzvah. Number one, they're Mitzvah, because the Medayik, the pre-day is Medayik in the Shach, but the Shach only was Machmir, if he's made from the water, the Rechitzah is Ragmov. But if it's the Rechitzah is Yodov, the Shach was never Machmir. Okay.
He's just one
Mitzvah.
Oh,
he says not Mitzvah, but they bring it. I think today is only like two lines. I don't think I need more than one Mitzvah,
but. What would be the reason to be Mitzvah?
I guess there's more chib in washing his feet than washing his hands.
Because it's almost.
I guess it's not chib. Put it this way. It's something you wouldn't do for someone else.
And
it's possible. For Maxim, people wash their hands. You're not worth a shot.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
they don't come. No. In America, it's only a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
Wash it.
But then they also say for Dvar Mitzvah they make. So was Mishmer Satara, the Cheshbon, was his Cheshbon was like the Machaber. He said he wanted to say the Dvar Mitzvah because he wanted to say in the Machaber is saying that what she's doing, the Rechitza, that is the Chibur. So for that, we're not going to be matter for Dvar Mitzvah. But when here, like the Shach, The chibur, which she's doing, is showing that she cares enough about it to prepare water now for the rechitza he's going to do later. The chibur be'etzim would be, I don't know, he's saying that there's some chibur between the meiser rechitza and the hachana. The meila, if it's a dvar mitzvah, the etzim rechitza is not a rechitza shel chibur, it's only a rechitza shel mitzvah, so the meila, the hachana for it's also not asur. I can't say I exactly understand the svar, but that's when he wants to explain why b'das hashach. There's definitely a reason to be make all the
Everyone agrees that it's okay.
Not everyone. I did the.
Menachos
Yitzchok answers it.
I mean, yeah, I think he said
fairish. Okay. And the Eishel Avram. Eishel Avram is Machmir. But the Shari Torah part, just remind him, Pridei, he's not talking about Dar Mitzvah, he's dying, Shave the Lady Be'er Moshe Amekel. What? Because
I'm Zender.
Yeah, because I saw everyone saw the Igris Moshe, the Igris Moshe's Machmas.
What do you think? The question
of the Moshe Akeva, real Akeva. What's he going to say on Akeva? I think the whole Shabbat Akeva is only this, you know, this is a Machoik, Smish, the Brunach, Hazanish, Bechal, to cover the lower leg.
For women also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
it's a bit
fair.
It's not
shaykh.
It's okay.
So even the chazan ish is marked the foot itself.
It's a minute. That's for sure. Taller
than a minute. Okay. Okay. So he's on the border line.
It's not shaykh. It's okay.
Yeah. I hear. So why is it called a dvar mechusa?
Because it used to.
That was a minute. You say it's a minute. Not else did. Can. It was much more how the Cyrus in the place of the Derf Legal is Betecha Bais, Mina Dinner Mutter, but you should be Mach. Right? How should it be Maskol? Mikra, then it should be Mutter.
I didn't see now, I think there's two Chuvas mentioned that sale.
Yeah. I didn't see it as much inside this time.
Because I remember that one place he says, there's no end to be Machmir, Kimches was.
No, that's what you do, that's what she's tired of.
Yeah, even though it says Imam Shinida. He says Imam Shinida, no problem, and only it's with Kimchis, Tadekis, no problem. In different places it says that you can force her to do it, to make her a flutter, but how should go do it?
I remember some of the truth, but I don't remember mentioning also when she's in Nida. I only remember that when she was to her.
It says like in
I remember, but the truth here, if I remember correctly, Moshe basically said, Me'ikr, then it's mutter, but you shouldn't be Meikl. And the Akiv in the scholars is at least as cow as that, so.
That's just,
what? Akiv, Luchar is more cow than Cyrus.
So, the dog used to walk barefoot.
I never saw any on the road. So.
Shabrua by Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
He says that nowadays, since we don't walk around barefoot, so then it's much more makeable.
He says that in Hilchos Kinos in Halacha Gimel or Mitzvah, he says, about getting dressed in the morning, he says, wear socks, even though his man in Kumar wasn't like that.
But how come the Gemara is saying Akeva? That's like comes and I'm stalling.
Maybe the women didn't.
Or went
also down
to the
foot of the
rope.
I'm seeing all the pictures. I'm sure everyone else walking around there.
That's about it. It's good for my lunch. It's not as it's worse than anything.
Fine. So I think that's basically Tusif Yudalek. I don't think there was anything else. I don't know if anyone had a chance to see Pechas or Chaim Pechas or any of the Yonam of the lady going into Shul, Davlin, but.
She
broke some. Which
will
allow
my
business
matter. It's like
in the same
interpret.
Right. And touching.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe I'll attempt to do it, whatever it is, Thursday of first weekend's matter. We'll see. Depends on what
it's
on.
No,
so okay. So just give a little practical here for anyone who hasn't heard it already. It doesn't. Is Zman starts on Beis Yir, which is Sunday. Shabbat Aleph is Shabbos. I'm not going to be here that first week, but I will be there to leave someone with very clear Mar Mekaymus, maybe even some Chazor Shaylas or something to make sure that it's got a Klokai. But basically, the only we're going to do Tezvot Tezayin Yitzayin. After finishing that, or together with that, we're going to do as much as they have time and cheshek for Eben Ezer Chaf Aleph. You finish that, or you're not interested in that, you can chazer Kuf Tzadi Hei. Whatever you mask it to finish during that week, finish. I'm going to be back by Hashem Friday morning. So Sunday, Ches, Iyo, we're studying Vestas, ready or not. Pace yourselves appropriately to finish everything you want to finish by the end of that week. It should be more than enough time to do Tezvot, Tezayin, Zayin, but just to see from themselves. But there's a lot of lamaisa things that are mistaif to those seifim, which gets into the whole Indian of what is the deraisa, what's the deraisa of the sikravu, and what was the drabon of harchakas, and what's derachibo, what's the isra derachibo, and that's where the chavis yor comes in. If kissing on the lips in such a case is derachibo, now is it mutter, is it drabon, and is it.
How long does Vestas take?
Vestas will probably take us most of his life. I imagine. I'm aiming for 2 months, and I don't know if I'll really finish in 2 months, because kupe dal and kupe tes. Parts of it are longer, parts of it, you know, there's longer sifim than the shorter sifim, but we're going to do it well. We're not going to rush through it. It's certainly not the most of the sifim that are lamaisa. If the sifim, I don't remember, I think there are some sifim that are shorter that aren't so lamaisa, so okay, we won't spend too much time on this. But we're going to do it well. We're going to learn Vestas as Lamdas, as Halach Lamaisa. We're going to learn Vestas well. And it'll take us probably at least 2 months. So, Iyur, Sivan, you know, depending on the thing is all of the year, basically, from all of the year, all of Sivan, you know, if we finish it before Shavuot B'Tamuz or whatever it is, so we'll do a couple small Sivan from Shavuot B'Tamuz till the end of this month.
We're not going to be doing Simon, like Chazorah that's like for weeks at a time, or something, like a week or two. Or
maybe we really should do that also. So maybe say if we finish Vestas, then maybe we'll have like a 2 week Chazor or something. Chazor Vestas, maybe we should really Chazor Kuf Pechaz Kuf Tzadi Dalat Kuf Tzadi Hei also. But I don't want to start. I didn't want to do the last week of the Zman Chazor. I don't want to do the first week of the Zman Chazor. So maybe when we finish Vestas, we should have a big Chazor and a Chanami. And we still have a couple months, so we have to decide that for sure. Also is what I would like to do. The Olam hopefully is nearing the end of the Bekiyas. And right? the plan. What I was hoping to do, and we'll see how many people aren't. The only ma'aka is the people who are holding in, are in the keys but are way behind in the keys. It's not a draft at Legami, so they draft. The keys Batsim should finish sometime during Iyar. And what I would like to do is make the last hour of Seder then Chazor, say starting from the beginning. You know, start to Kufte Gimel, Kufte, you know, Kuf Tzadi, Kufte Ches. Start from the beginning an hour. You know, every day have an hour of Chazor from the last hour of Seder. Fine.
Besides that, is there part of the regular Seder of the Kobol that once we finish an Inyan,
there is. The problem is that sometimes this thing becomes whack. For example, here, when we finished Kuf Tzadi Dalet, I was saying, let's make a week Chazor. But a week Chazor would have meant we couldn't have done Kuf Tzadi Hei this month. So then, and then, so then to have a week Chazor, to make Chazor the last week of this month, I think, is risky. And then to do a week Chazor, and then only have time to do, you know, Kuf Tzadi Hei, a short Simonim, I was afraid it wouldn't be Gishmak, and this month would be Shvacha. I thought by doing a Gishmak, Sugi, with a little bit of pressure to finish it, would make the end of this month Shtark. And whatever, then it meant we didn't have time for Chazor, but we should have. So then, you know, again, this is last week is not first week of this month, I don't think are good times for Chazor. And but believe me, when we finish that's well Chazar. And we'll see, you know, I don't know how much the Olam's in a rush to finish the Eid or whatever. We're going a drop slower than we planned, but you know, I don't know if there's any rush. I thought we were gonna finish by Pesach. We don't finish by Pesach, so we'll finish, but we'll for sure finish by the summer. I don't know if anyone's like in a rush that they have to finish the Eid by a certain day. That's probably better to do it well and do good Chazars. And if we finish, you know, if we don't finish till the end of the summer, so fine, we won't finish till Tisha B'Av next year. Fine. Any other? So my mechanic is that I'll send someone. Fine, just Ben Zman coming, starting soon. I thought about it and whatever, and giving like little shiur on chiyuv of vikas chametz. Let's just give beregla. I'll give beregla achas for those people. It's the first time Pesach cleaning or whatever. Keep so people won't be too nervous and tense the next 2 weeks because it's been his man. So we'll start with a little bit of Musa, and I'm not going into Musa Shmizim, but Bein Hazman is, the Ikra Bein Hazman is resting up Kreyach for the next man. Hopefully by the end of this man, you believe everyone's been living shtark and putting all their Kreyachs into this man, and they're exhausted and drained physically and mentally, and they need a break. And that's what the Ikra Bein Hazman is for, is to recharge for the next man. And so Mameilo, Avadim is going to be Kreyach Yitim, and you've tend to chazer ben Hazman, and it's gevaldim, it's good. The ikur ben Hazman is resting after kreyach for the next man. Anyone who thinks he's going to be farfrunt ben Hazman is going to learn 8 hours and 10 hours day ben Hazman. It's yitachon is to say yitzim that he should be too shvach coming into this man and not recharge mentally and physically for this man, and the whole zman will get off to a bad foot. So it's not a good yitzim to be too much of a mass in ben Hazman. Chazer ben Hazman, people shouldn't learn ben Hazman, but to be too much of a mass could be is to say yitzim. And if you have time, so it's good opportunity also to do another chazar. The more chazar is the better. It's not geshmak, but you see with time. I see with time. I chazar need about 12 times since I learned it. First time I finished Hilchos Nida, I said, "Oh, I'm never going to be able to pass the Nida at least until I learn it one more time." There's so many problems I didn't get quite. After chazar, 10, 12 times, it was totally good. I take a couple of bechinas on it. I found that by itself, I knew it much. I had much more of a clock right in them and remember it much better just from the chazars. So it's hard to downplay the importance of chazar. Regular, the first 2 weeks of Ben Hazman, yes, it's not going to be very much of a vacation. Everyone's going to be, except those people who aren't going to be home for Pesach, but are going to be put to work doing a lot of Pesach cleaning and preparations. Regular, that's one thing that will make, I think will, number one, make it a little easier for the Pesach cleaning, and number two, is give a havon in the Pesach cleaning. There's, to break it down, there's tzvei dinim in Pesach cleaning. There's cleaning l'shem ba'yura ba'yimotze. You want to make sure that there's no chametz that you'd be over on in your house. And that's the whole house. Any mokmash machnisim by chametz. That's what bedikas chametz you're looking for. Me'ikra didn't know by Yerubah Yimotz is only on the kazayis. Yerubah is not the me'aleim, and anyway you say kochamiro, and any, and that's gluskim yof, we're not pushing to be charata. So be'etzim is if it's less of a kazayis, or if it's in a kli, with kirum in a kli, that's mitzaref to a kazayis, the be'etzim is no problem. Avado, there is a machlok, there is no problem. There is a machlok, it's a place if there's an isser of chatzi shir. But the right place, there's no isser of chatzi shir. The maximum drop on, and that's the chatzi shir only if you didn't do bittel. Once you do bittel, that takes off the chatzi shir also.
Because in the Rabbana, when they made the sevedika, did they say vedika even on less than a kazayis?
But if you miss it, you're not over on by Yimotze.
Are you looking for crumbs or not?
I'm not talking about cleaning.
Okay.
So when you're scrubbing it for the next 2 weeks, you don't have to scrub the cracks of the window of the windows in the bedroom or whatever, because there's no kazayis of chametz in there. If you want to clean it for spring cleaning or whatever, your wife wants the house to look bright and shiny or whatever, it's a gval de gazat, covered yomtiv, maybe it's only yomtiv at least for your wife, not for you. But the you should schnitz that the house should look nice and clean, and smell clean and whatever. But out iser chametz, you're not going to, there's no shaylos basically outside the kitchen and dining room. Within the kitchen and dining room, there's another chashbon. That's out achila, which is an issue of a mamashu. At least if, but that's number one, it's only mamashu if it's royal achila. And, so that, but there you tackle want to clean very well and cover whatever it is. Anything that might come in contact with food, you want to clean very well. But if you use another pipe, you use soap, bleach, especially bleach, but even regular soap, pasta is fantastic, whatever. It's pipe of anything, which then makes it not really like it was kel of pasta even. And when they go,
is it, but that's not like in bleach, does it? Let's say shayish, if you go with soap on top of the shayish.
Yeah.
And then you're going to put something hot on top of it.
So we're going to cover our shayish. I'm not saying
the idea of soap poikim
is a machlokes. It's a machlokes.
Does it help for also for hot?
It zichu would help for blias, except the Chazon Ish holds you can't be poikim while it's balua. So Chazon Ish holds you would have to do hagola. Not have to go with the davar poikim. They should take out the blias and then put them back in palm. Anyway, okay, it's a whole sugi hagolas kalim. That's when we do some after we will do hagolas kalim. But we still hold time for that.
And who holds the voice?
I don't remember, but most of us don't think about the Chazon Ish.
they say if, let's say, you have oven, you could just go...
Don't use makor for the chazanish.
Yet you have oven, you could go with soap and that, over the whole thing.
Makor, then yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending, but I'm saying at least put things in perspective. So yes, we're going to scrub the oven, but to sit there with the, I mean, it's something a lot of people, they sit there with a flashlight and a toothpick, making, oh, there's a speck here in the oven, there's a speck here. Even the oven, you don't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
And certainly not the people who clean in between the blotters with the toothpick. It's whatever. Anyway, it's food that falls on the floor, you're not cleaning. So I'm just putting things in perspective. The running of the house is only a problem, because even in the kitchen, bad, so once it's pogum, you're going to clean everything with some sort of bleach, so everything's going to be pogum, so it's not really a problem. You know, clean well, and you want to be miser for the Arizal of not having any pure, because I don't know if the Arizal goes on Kazai's of Chomtz's problem. I don't know, I'm not a bucket such a yonah. But you won't want to, whatever, you can rely on it, it's not, Pesach clean, halacha doesn't have to be so hard. But the Shalbayas issues, your wife wants to have spotlessly clean, that's a different issue. But also, Chomtz or Chomtz Shabbat, it's not so hard to clean for Pesach. Fine. Now,
showing the keeper. Like bringing things in,
like
keys on the table.
Yeah, there's also anything. So then there's an issue. So there's chashoshes of anything. Maybe there's a mash of chametz in the dirt in your shoes. They track on the floor. Whatever thing that falls on the floor, you don't put on the table. Something you have a box that was put on the floor. You're not going to put on the table. The mice is if you did and that dropped got into something. But so then you have problems with whether the mash is bottled. It's the shear of a mash. Is there a shear of a mash? Lachatzlish should be avoided. Anything that fell on the floor, touched the floor, shouldn't be put on any surface that you're going to take food off of. But that thing also, I'm going to talk about the next 2 weeks. It's not vacation. It's going to be hard work. I always call it the Targum is not on vacation, as Eina Latoya. But it doesn't have to be Mamish. What's the famous joke that the people make a mistake and they think that the husband or their wife, and they shalom bayis pass and they tell each one the other way. But you know, the men they tell, don't think your wife is the car. Dirt's not chametz, and your wife and kids aren't the carbon pest. Sure. Moshe Shem is going to end up this man with a